Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, LifeWest Leadership Line viewers. It's great to have you watching us again. Today, I have a phenomenal chiropractor in our profession. His name is Dr. Quinton Briscoe. Welcome, Dr. Quinton. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll give you a little bit of story on Dr. Quinton. He's a 2007 graduate from Texas Chiropractic College. Grew up in Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana. Went to undergraduate school at Southern University in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And now, when he graduated in 2007, he's back in Lafayette. He went back home with the Lafayette, Louisiana. And he's been doing some great things in Louisiana, but also he's the president of ABCA. And I'll have him explain that to you. We call it at the college ABCA, but they call it ABCA. So Quinton, welcome to the Leadership Line. So good to have you on with us. And I'd love to just let's dive into it, okay? Talk about ABCA. Share with us what ABCA is about and what's going on with that.
Well, ABCA, or the American Black Chiropractic Association, is the largest minority chiropractic association in the country. It was founded in 1981 by Dr. Bobby Westbrooks as a medium for us to congregate and exchange ideas, and also to help to recruit and encourage students, our future students, and the students that are in school already to finish the program, start the program, become chiropractors, and be able to fellowship with one another.
And you guys, I know we were supposed to have the convention at LifeWest, in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, it was supposed to be June 26th to 28th. We were supposed to be there.
Yeah, so it's a couple of weeks, but it's, you know, obviously it's canceled because of COVID and all the things that are going on. But, you know, I hope you've already got it set up that we're going to have you next year. I think that's already in the works, I hope.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we definitely want to host you guys and gals. How many members do you have?
Currently we have about 75 current active members. We are in an election year, and so my term is going to be ending at the end of the month. So this is at the end of the month. It'll be 4 years that I've been president. I've been able to travel the country, represent ABCA at many different forums, including the chiropractic summits, the ACA leadership forums, and the summit meeting. So it's been fun. It's been interesting. I got a chance to meet a lot of different doctors and leaders in the profession.
Yeah, and you know, we saw each other in Orlando, and we've seen each other on the road quite a bit.
Correct.
You know, and I know that ABCA put out a paper with the ICA.
Correct.
Diversity?
Right, that was in July of last year. This is actually called Advancing Diversity as We Advance the Chiropractic Profession. It was put out July of 2019.
Well, I want to get into diversity with you. I think it's a really important topic, and it's something that, you know, we've been talking about for years, you know, at the college, and also, you know, just in our profession, even in our society, and obviously with the things that have just taken place, you know, in the United States, you know, with the death of George Floyd and stuff like that. We don't have to go in this direction. I just want to open it up to you if you want to share any thoughts or anything on that, and then we want to move into diversity level.
Well, the death of George Floyd was one of the most inhumane things I've ever had to watch on TV, video, to see that officer essentially commit murder in front of live cameras, in front of people, in front of his fellow officers, by kneeling on someone's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds as he screamed out in pain and asked for help was the most horrible travesty I've ever had to see in my life. And of course that brought about a tipping point to where everyone who saw it could not believe what they were seeing. And it created protest. It created an awareness that may have been ignored for years and years that can't be ignored anymore.
Yeah. And obviously in Lafayette, you know, where you are, you know, before our viewers came on, you told me your practice is about 60%, right, black people and 40% mostly white. So you have a diverse practice also, right?
Right.
Obviously, it's been, you know, and I know in the South, my friends that I've talked in the South, you know, the sentiment runs different. You know, there's still a deep sentiment that's there, but it was definitely. I know that our school has been, we're doing a lot of work around, you know, what's happening right now and what has been happening. It's not right now, I guess. Like you said, it was a tipping point, you know, of what's going on. But, you know, it leads us kind of into the diversity in chiropractic, you know, and we've talked about this at meetings we've been at about how do we bring in more, you know, black chiropractors, where does that come from, and the lack of black representation, you know, in our profession. And I'd love you to just share your views on that and what you're thinking about.
Well, you know, that's great. We do have a lack of representation in specific points in chiropractic. I guess we could start at the beginning, recruiting as for students to become chiropractors. You know, do we have any black recruiters at the chiropractic schools that go to specifically to seek out, you know, minorities or black students? I've always preached that the largest concentration of black students who are eligible to be to enter chiropractic schools come from historically black colleges and universities. They're sprinkled all over the South and across the Eastern Seaboard, and there, you know, there are thousands of students that, you know, graduate from these schools every year, and a lot of them have bachelor's of science degrees in biology or chemistry or even in perhaps kinesiology, and others that makes them pretty much immediately eligible to become a student of one of the chiropractic colleges. And then, of course, from that point, once they get there, we gotta get them through school. You know, we gotta support them. We gotta, you know, mentor as far as the ABCA is concerned, and try to help them get involved with the SABCA on the campus and get them through school process.
Yeah.
And of course, after that, we gotta get them licensed, and of course, we gotta get them involved in state associations on the boards. We gotta get them on the licensing boards. We gotta get them on the NBCA and NBCE boards. So all that stuff makes a difference. And of course, administration in the school, faculty and staff. And so once we start to get more qualified candidates or start seeking out more qualified candidates for these positions that open up, things will change.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do think it changed. It's my viewpoint. I'd love to hear your views on it, but it also changes. You know, and we need to go out and reach the black students, right, and educate them on chiropractic. And I think we can both agree, we've talked about this before, that, you know, with a lack of or an underrepresentation of black chiropractors, the black community isn't being served, you know, chiropractic as much, right? And it's huge. And then therefore, we have less people even aware of chiropractic, and less black people aware of chiropractic. And then that cycle just keeps feeding itself, right?
Right.
And so, you know, one of the things that I see and that we're working on, but I believe, you know, every school should work on is that, you know, is the representation that you talked about, you know, in administration, in faculty, you know, in staff, right? You know, all across the board, you know, and I want to say this, and it's not just black representation, but, you know, but people of color also, you know, if the home is filled in a certain way, we'll fill that. Then we fill it right with kids that will gravitate like that, right? And so that's my belief, at least, you know. And I think that's really important that we do that. But it's been lacking in our profession for many years, right? I mean, probably since the inception of our profession.
Correct. When I moved back home in 2008, I was the first licensed chiropractor in my city, in my county. In Louisiana, we call them parishes. So I was the first one. Licensed in 2008, yes.
Uh-huh. Wait, but were there other chiropractors there?
There were other chiropractors here, but I was the first licensed black chiropractor in Lafayette.
Thank you, black chiropractor, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First, in your county or in your
city? the city and the county is one and the same. It's very dominated by the city of Lafayette. But yeah, our parish, or what we call parishes here, is what you call counties. It's called Lafayette Parish, and it's about 250,000 people. And I was the first licensed black chiropractor here.
And what's the population as far as, or the demographics of Lafayette between black and white?
I would have to do a quick, roughly I would say it's about 70% white, about 25% black, and 5%, you know, Hispanic or Asian or Latino or other descent.
Uh-huh. So, and 25, and when you came in, you know, as a practitioner in 2008, you know, obviously you represented something different.
Right.
I mean,
definitely.
You know, yeah. And you went back home, obviously, we talked about that earlier. And yet, and it's so cool because what I love is what you said was, you know, 60% of your practice is black, and, you know, and 40% of it is, you know, white or some Hispanic, right?
And, right.
And it's incredible. I mean, you know, here you are serving. I would love to know the statistic, which I know we wouldn't know this, of how many black people before were seeing the other car.
Right. I still say that they see quite a bit. Here, I think most people get their first introduction to chiropractic usually by means of an auto accident. It's usually the first tipping point of when they come in. And then from that point, you know, you treat the patient and sometimes you can convert them to a regular chiropractic patient afterwards.
Yeah.
So are they bring their family in, or is it their wife or their husband or kid or, you know, like, you know, pregnant sister. So that's kind of how sometimes it gets started with the one person, and it kind of branches off from there.
Yeah. And I know this, I know that my, our student, you know, ABCA group, or SABCA, they last year, I think it was around this time last year, maybe it was in July, that you guys had the convention in, I want to say it was like in Daytona or Florida, or maybe it was a Palmer.
Yeah, Daytona Beach, Florida, yes. We were there through Palmer, Florida.
Yeah, Palmer, Florida. And the students, I want to say, I don't know the exact number, but maybe we had, I don't know, 10 or 15 students that went to the convention, and they came back and they were so empowered and came back with such good information, the people that they met. And that's what really hit me, you know, is that if we want to have more black chiropractors in our profession, which is a must, right? It's a non-negotiable, you know, we need more black mentors.
Right.
And that's where ABCA, you know, comes in so big, because there's no other identity to look at, right? You know, so I want to encourage any black chiropractor that's out there, you know, if you're not a member of ABCA, it's super important to, and it's not about just joining another association, it's about becoming a mentor for the black students.
Right. Yeah, well, that's, you know, when I was a student in, about 2004 was my first ABCA convention. And at TCC at the time, we had a nice little influx of black students that came in because of the situation with Life in Atlanta had lost their accreditation for a short moment. And so we had a nice little influx of black students come in. And so that's how we kind of got involved with ABCA that way. And next thing we had a convention, and it was the most empowering thing it was for me as a student in 2004 to see all these other black doctors, you know, in practice, that you don't get that experience on campus. There were no black instructors on campus at the time. No black attendings at the time when I started. So to see what I saw there gave me so much hope, so much power. And it just, it brought my morale up through school. I've gone to every convention since, except for the one that occurred on my graduation weekend. So, So I, you know, that was the one that I missed.
Yeah.
So
how could they do that, right?
Yeah. How could they do that? But yeah, it was in Little Rock, Arkansas. Dr. Rodney Williams was president at the time. He had it in his home city. So, but other than that, it's been rewarding on both ends as a student and as a leader in the leadership position. I've been on the ABCA board for 14 years. So as I was a student leader, and then I transitioned to being on several board positions until I became president 4 years ago.
So I'm going to switch it, and I want to thank you for your service, because obviously you've been in it for a long time, 14 years, a long time. Let's talk about Black students. You know, I want two things I want to talk about. One, I want to talk about what it was like for you, because obviously from what you just said, you know, before the influx of other students came in, there wasn't a lot of Black students at TCU at the time, probably a lot of colleges, right?
Not just right.
You. So I want to ask you, what was it like during that time period? You know, when you were a Black student amongst mostly, you know, white students, or I'm not sure what the population was at that time. And then I want to talk about what do we need to do as a profession to increase the increase our Black population of students. So first, tell me what it was like just, you know, going to school, you know, as a Black man. You came out of Southern University, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, coming to a school where it was predominantly white and the profession was predominantly white.
Right. Well, that was a shock. I mean, even though it was expected, it was a shock. You know, I go from a school that's, like you said, 95% Black, and then all of a sudden I went to TCC, which is about 95% white, including the, you know, instructors. The only Black people who were pretty much at the school were the cafeteria staff, and I think maybe one or two of the custodial staff. I mean, it was a real changer. And of course, that reflected the chiropractic profession as a whole. It was tough, but I knew what was in front of me. And joining me and going to school was several of my Southern University football teammates. So one of which was Dr. Lance Jackson, Dr. Clayton, and Dr. Pittman. We all played football together. We all started at TCC within a semester or two of each other. And so that kind of uplifted me, and we kind of pushed each other through school.
Yeah.
It was tough. You know, it wasn't easy. And I know there were people who came before me and people who came after me that had some trying times going through the program.
Yeah.
It's always easier when there's other people in faculty and staff that you can relate to that can kind of help you out through the process.
Yeah. I don't think I'm just going to take a stab at this, I'm not making a blanket statement here, but, you know, being white and going through school and having mostly white instructors and yada yada, it's not even in our consciousness,
mm-hmm.
right, about what you may feel. I mean, you know, we can say, oh, well, we're all Americans. Oh, we're all going to be the same thing. Oh, we're all going to be chiropractors. Oh, we're all, you know, we're learning the same thing. But having that sense of, I don't know what the word would be, comfort, belonging, you know, sense of identity and sense of mentorship, you know, I think it's huge. And you know, what it feel like for you?
Well, as being a mentor, like I said, I've mentored a lot of students over the years. It's rewarding. I enjoy working with the students. I enjoy giving them the boost that they need, because I know when I got it, that it was detrimental to my chiropractic student career. So that's why, part of the reason why I was so adamant about the ABCA and so forceful about trying to get people to be active and participate. It's very important. You don't know whose life you're going to change by being at one of these conventions. You know, even when you're not paying attention, they're paying attention to you. How you dress, how you conduct yourself, how you speak to people, and that changes their outlook. They need to see us. They need to see us in the community. You know, it's very important. And I'm glad that Life West, you know, offered to host us next year. And I know that you guys. I have a cousin that attends Life West. She's the actual vice president of SABCA on campus.
Yeah, so no. She came, her first quarter on, she came up and introduced herself and told me that, you know, that she was related to you. She said she's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I can't wait for her to graduate. I think she's got about a year and a half or so left. So she was so looking forward to seeing all of us and coming up on campus, but it just didn't play out that way this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, but she's got a year and a half left. She'll be there next year, you know, and I'm excited definitely to have you guys, you know, and have the whole organization on campus. I think it's phenomenal. How do we increase, second part of that question, you know, to increase our black students in chiropractic, that landscape, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
You got to get some recruiters, you know, some African American, black recruiters, minority recruiters, to recruit those particular students. Go to the HBCUs, like in schools in the SWAC, Southern, Grambling, Texas Southern, Arkansas Pine Bluff, you know, Florida A&M, North Carolina A&Ts of the world. There are thousands of students that are available. Like I said before, send your recruiters out. Send, you know, get a doctor to go with them. Find a doctor in the area, ABCA doctor, black doctor in the area who will go out for a day and help to recruit at these schools. But sometimes the recruiters, they can only recruit, but unless they see an actual doctor there, sometimes that makes a difference.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've gone out once with Mackle locally to Louisiana Lafayette and spoke to a few students. It's different. Like it's a different hustle. It's different work than the work of trying to recruit somebody to be a patient or introducing chiropractic from the guise of you need my services versus you need to become a chiropractor. So I let that part of it be handled by the recruiter, and I kind of answer questions about what it's like to be an actual chiropractor.
Right. You know, what I'd like to do is this, and I know that you're just finishing your term up as president, but I would certainly like to, you know, have Life West and other colleges partner with ABCA on and to strategize about, you know, what we can do. Our recruiters are doing a great job and we're out there, but the results show in our profession, right, that there are not enough black chiropractors, you know, and I'd like to equate it to when I was in school. I graduated in 1981, so, you know, almost 39 years ago, almost 40 years ago, that there was probably 15% women on campus.
Mm-hmm.
when I was in school, you know, and, you know, I think I had a class of 180, and I think we only had one black student in my class, and maybe there was a handful of black students on campus. But with the women being, you know, 15%, whatever, and now you look at the colleges and, you know, it's, you know, some will probably close to 50%, right? And so, you know, we know it takes time, but it takes that effort, right? And it takes that energy, you know, and like you took, like, you know, it's kind of like going fishing, right? Fishing the same pool all the time, you're going to catch the same fish.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go and start diversifying ourselves also, you know, and making that happen. But I'd love to meet with, you know, and have our team meet with the APCA team and be able to say, how can we go out and partner? And it's not about coming to Life West, it's about getting into the profession, right?
Right.
Wherever that is, you know, whatever's close to them, wherever it might be, but it's important. Well, and I just, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I just want to thank you. You know, I want to thank you for not just, you know, stepping into chiropractic when it wasn't necessarily the most comfortable profession to come into. You know, when I say comfortable, I'm talking about, you know, having people around you that look like you and understand, you know, where you came from and things like that. And I want to thank you for not leaving and staying with it. But I also want to thank you for your service, you know, 14 years of, you know, being in APCA and, you know, now taking on the presidency, actually kind of stepping out of the presidency pretty soon. But I know the work you've done. I've seen you at all the conventions and all the political things that I go to for Life West. You're always there, you know, and doing things. And, you know, people don't know how tired, you know, it's not a sexy thing, you know, but then you go back on Monday morning, you're practicing, right? But I just want to thank you, Quentin, because you've been a true warrior. I know you're not stopping, I know that, but you've been a true warrior and you're sending people to chiropractic school and you're spreading the message and you're a mentor. And so just thank you. I mean, that's all I can say is, you know, from the bottom of my heart. And I want to know, is there anything you'd like to end with or share?
Yeah, I look forward to coming to Life West next year as past president. And we thank you guys for the pledge and the sponsorship that you have offered us, and we'll be there. We, you know, I've been working with your staff as well as trying to get everything moved over for a year. And if you need us to help, you know, recruiting and whatnot, I think that's part of the platform that, you know, one of the candidates for our presidency is pushing. And so hopefully, you know, it'll be a transition. You know, I'm ready to pass the baton. It's you know, sometimes you run your race and it's time to pass it on to someone else who may have a little different idea, a little different way of doing things, because you don't want to get stagnant. You don't want your organization to get stagnant. Yeah. So that was kind of one of my things, was to empower the other board members and to be leaders, and to empower them so that they can help take us to the next level. We got a lot younger on our board as well. So with new fresh ideas, we're keeping up with technology. You know, our website has so much improved. And so it's just one of those things that, you know, we have making progression. And of course the next group will make that next jump, that next step. So that's the plan.
Yeah, believe me, I'm gonna tell you they will. You know, I watch our students, and our Black students are phenomenal. They're innovative and they're passionate. And I have no doubt about that. But I want to hit you up on two things, right? One is, yeah, absolutely recruiting, but not so much just for LifeWest. I want it for the whole profession, like I said before, right? Because you know, there's a lot of knowledge in ABCA. So that's number one, right? To be able to team with the presidents or with the colleges and be able to share. And the second thing I want to hit you up with is to have more presence of ABCA on campus or on campuses, you know, all over, right? To be able to share the experience with the Black students that are there, okay? So that's what I'd like to do, and I'm gonna hit you up on that. I think I just lost your connection for a second there. You're kind of frozen, but that's what I wanna do, Quentin. So we're gonna look to do that. Got you back.
I have to go to my backup system sometime.
You're totally good. You're good. I was speaking anyways. You're good. But I don't know if you heard me or not, but I want to hit you up on two things. One is get you guys, you know, is have APCA help us, you know, help all the colleges on recruiting. And number two, I want to get, you know, APCA more presence on campus for our Black students, but not just our Black students, for our white students, for our Latinx students, for our Asian students. You know, for everybody, we all have to learn together, right? And we all have to understand each other, right? And by having APCA on campus, it'll help us immensely, right? To have chiropractors coming on. So we're going to talk more about that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, because that's really what I want to do. And I want to thank you for being with us. I want to thank our viewers for checking in with us again. Life Leadership Line, I know I've been getting tremendous amounts of reports on how people are enjoying it. And we are going to keep coming at you and keep bringing you great chiropractors like Dr. Quentin. I just want to share with you to keep loving all of the people that you're with, your patients, take care of them from your heart. And if you're in schools, take care of everyone that's there, take care of your family. Know that we love and appreciate you. And until we come back at you next time, be safe.
Thank you for joining us today. And for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.